Revelations 11:15. The seventh angel sounded his trumpet, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, "The kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and his Messiah. He will reign forever and ever." And the 24 elders who had sat on their thrones before the Lord fell on their faces and worshiped God, saying, "We give thanks to thee, Lord God Almighty, the one who is and who was, who is and who was, because you have taken your great power and have begun to reign." And the whole book of Revelations is an incredible narrative of something that is actually real. And I so much appreciated the verses that Lester read to us this morning, where he also read about the end of the story. There's one thing that is very deeply on my heart that I haven't said a single peep about this weekend, and that is worship. I could have a weekend on worship, or I could just sit down and cry. Worship is not singing. Worship is singing. Worship is not crying. Worship is crying. There are many forms of worship. Let's not get tied up in forms. This is the right way to worship. Just worship. Praise Him. Praise Him. In all that you do and all that you are, praise Him. When you don't understand, His hand, trust His heart. I'll just take time to tell this one more story. I was early in my ministry. This is 20-some years ago, probably 23 years ago. I was a brand new counselor. This lady called me, and she said, "Okay, I'm okay with my life now, but I can't be happy. I cannot be happy." Her situation was that her husband had left her the fifth and final time. She was pregnant with her third child. She had $4 to her name. She had no house to live in. She was living with her sister, and they were having a conflict that was pretty major. What else? Is that enough? That was her circumstances. And I said, "Well, if you want to be happy, what you need to do is thank God for your circumstances." This felt very brutal to me. I didn't understand what I was saying at all. She said, "Well, I can't do that." Then I said, "Well, I guess I'll just have to continue living what you're living." She says, "Well, I can't do that either." So I was on the phone with her. I led her through a prayer. And we didn't thank God that she had $4. We thank God that she had only $4. We thank God that her husband was gone. Now, I've said that story before, and people can go, "Where are you at in divorce and remarriage?" Listen, she had no say in this thing whatsoever. I'm not promoting that. She thanked God for her difficult situations. What happened that I didn't understand that day, because I was following the Spirit, not knowing what I was saying, was she was saying, "God, I don't know what you're doing in my life, but I'm going to trust you anyway. I'm going to say that you're good. I'm going to follow you." You know, today, that third pregnancy is a boy. He's married. just had her second grandson. He's the joy of her life. She's never missed a single meal in her life. Her husband, after 15 years of separation, had an accident with a motorcycle and conked his head and lie in the hospital for a week. She spent 3 days after 15 years of complete separation in that hospital ministering grace and love to him. And at one point, there was a tear that flowed down his cheek. We believe he went to heaven. Yes, there's a tremendous amount of grief even now with some of the stories in her life related to some of these darker things. But worship goes directly against the works of darkness. Shall we pray? Father God, it is only in your will that we are free. Father God, I call this people to their destiny. Father, that's not something I can do. That's why I'm calling out to you. I speak over them, their gifts. I ask that they would not only be conscious of their own gift and wondering what it is, but they would actually call out the gifts in one another. And the gifts of the people that aren't even here. That you would open our eyes and help us to see the beauty, the uniqueness in each other and the people that are around us. Father, awaken in us a fire, a holiness, a righteousness that is unlike anything we've ever known.